What did you learn from him? And give me, first of all, your sense of him as a blender, and what did you learn from him over the years?
Nothing.
Right.
His
way of working is very honest, and he is very gentleman, and it's reflected in his work as well.
で、口数は非常に少なくて、ほとんど言葉では説明なさらないんですけど、我々彼の言動を見て大体察して、これはいいんだな、これは悪いんだなという、古臭いようですけど、彼はそういうスタイルだったので、そういうので学びました。
He doesn't talk a lot. He doesn't orally explain everything. But watching how he works, how he behaves, I can tell what's good and what's wrong. That's kind of old-fashioned way to learn, but that's how I learned from him.
What prompted you to become a whiskey blender in the first place? What got you into this business?
ウイスキーのブレンダーになりたいと思ったのはきっかけというか何ですか？この業界に入りたいと思ったんですか？
サントリーに入ったのは別にウイスキーやるつもりはなかったんですけど、最初に白州でウイスキー作りを学びましたと。で、大体ウイスキー作る人ってのはやっぱりブレンダーになりたいんですよね。ウイスキーをデザインする方に。で、そういう意味では白州でウイスキーを作りながら、そういう希望は出してました。
So when I joined Suntory, I didn't have in my mind to work on whiskey, but I was assigned to Hakushu plant. When I joined the company and I started to learn how to make whiskeys. And then everyone who are involved in the whiskey production, they want to be a blender because you want to design the flavor of the whiskey. And that's how I came to be involved in this business.
And how did you learn the art?
ブレンド自身はブレンダーチームに入ってから先輩たちに学びましたと。で、最初は1日100個も200個も先輩たちがテイスティングするやつを後で私がノーズイングして、もちろん下っ端なんで準備から後片付けまで全部私の仕事だったんで、そういう意味ではそういう立場で当時一番若かったんです、私が。
When I joined the blending team, I was the most junior staff within the team. So everyone who is senior to me, they are tasting 100 or 200 samples every day. So my duty was to clean up everything after they tasted. And it was a very good opportunity for me to learn.
In the US, we would call that hazing the new guy.
それはアメリカでは新人いじめのようなふうに言われてますけど、
いや、そうではなくて、誰がやんなきゃいけないんで、一番若い人がやるっていうのは、日本においては普通のことで、いじめっていうとね、わざと汚いグラス出したりとかって、そういうことはなかったです。
It wasn't actually hazing, because someone has to do that work, and it happens to be the youngest person within the team, so they didn't have any mind to.Bury me or something like that.
Part of your experience included some time in Scotland at Morris and Beaumont Distillers. Give me an example or at least some guidance on how the two sides differ in between Scotch whiskey production, Japanese whiskey production. We know that a lot of the early Japanese production was modeled on Scotch and evolved over time, but give me a sense of comparisons bothpositive and negative between the two.
そのスコットランドで少し勉強されたという時期があるというふうに理解してますけれども、そのスコットランドと日本のウイスキー違いがあると思います。やはり日本の場合はスコットランドをモデルにしてそこから進化してきたものということですけれども、そのこの2つを比べた時の違いですね、これはどのように捉えていらっしゃいますか？
プロセスそのものはまさに学んだのでおっしゃった通りほとんど一緒なんですね。で、今日も説明しましたけども、やっぱり日本人は非常に細かいことにこだわったり、丁寧な仕事をするということが非常に違う。で、特に最近違うのは、スコッチウスキーっていうのはやっぱりその味を維持するっていうことが大事で、ただ味維持しながらどんどん合理化も進めていると。ところが我々は品質を常に求めてますので、逆に昔のスコッチウスキーのスタイルに戻ったりしてるんですね。ですから、 プロセスは一緒でもそういう目的とすることは違いますし、そういう意味では品質ということで昔もって新しいことをしたりということがやっぱり一番違うんじゃないでしょうか。
So、comparing between Japan and Scotland, process, production process are exactly the same, almost the same. However, as I mentioned in my presentation, Japanese people, they are more detail focused and very careful, pays attention to the details in dealing with the productions. And in recent years, Scotch whiskies, they of course pay attention to the taste, but they are trying to be more rational, streamline the production lines. Compared to that, in Japan, we still prioritize quality as the most important thing. And in that sense,In Japan, we are trying to kind of go back to what people had in Scotland many years ago. We have the same process. Probably purpose is a little different.
For example, we back to the direct heating for distillation. And also, still we insist to using that the beer yeast for fermentation. It's quite old style in Scotch whiskey, but now both are not available in Scotch whiskey industry. But we believe it's a lot of impact on the quality. That's why we still keep that old style in our process.
We know about the boom in demand for all of Japanese whiskeys, particularly your Yamazaki's, Hakushu's, and Hibiki blends around the world. I was talking with a major retailer here in New York today who cannot get enough of your whiskeys to keep them in stock, for lack of a better term. How do you increase production and try to satisfy the demand that was created by the formation of Beam Suntory and the plans to put more Japanese whiskey into the U.S. while not sacrificing the quality?
All right, and we have already expanded the production capacity both in Yamazaki and Hakushu as well.For prepare for future demand already, but as you already know, and we need at a time for 5-10 years later, we can provide enough whiskey, I believe, to not only U.S. market but through the world. But 12 years ago, we didn't realize such sort of age is coming. That's why, you know, at the moment, I'm sorry, but I do my best effort to provide.As much as possible, but as I said in my presentation, quality comes first. Okay, I would like to keep that.
It was a little less than a year ago when I was talking with Seichi Koshimizu here in New York, and I asked him what his preferred dram was at the end of the night, and I believe he if I remember correctly, he said Hakushu 18.Which one is your preferred dram of all the whiskeys you've made over the years?
All right, but it depends on the occasion and the times as well. In summertime, actually, I enjoy that Torres highball with lemon peel. Torres is the most reasonable price whiskey in Japan, but with soda and the peelable lemon, perfect drink. Not as a whiskey, perfect good drink as well.I enjoy the Torres highball in summertime. And other seasons, maybe I enjoy that Kakubin highball or even diluted with hot water. And as a blender job, I have to drink and taste other whiskeys. That's why, you know, if I'm free from that, I enjoy that such sort of reasonable casual whiskey at home.